Yasser Talhamy's closing his doors early today, as he's forced to do one day every May when Israeli marchers make his street unsafe.
They want this to prove that the Jerusalem is for them. And in a way, they want to educate people and prove that they are the leaders of this city and they are the ruler of the city.
Yas has owned this clothing shop for decades, Jerusalem's old city, the only home his family has ever known.
This is my land. This is my city. I am born here. My grandfathers are born here. I am born in the old city. I am part of the old city. My spirit is in the old city.
But this afternoon, he's avoiding the so-called Flag March, an annual event that overruns this part of town. With Israeli nationalists walking through the streets, wildly waving flags. The mostly young marchers are both pushed and yet protected by Israeli police, seeking to prove their power over Palestinians with chants and taunts. Among the observers, aware the event's only possible thanks to this police presence, is Michael Panzak from Brooklyn, New York.
There's plenty of security around. I think during a typical day around here, it's not so safe for Jews to walk around, for Israelis. I mean, if you appear like a Jew. Now there's a lot of security, you could see over here.
An anti-Arab group's flags visible in black. Protesters telling us their behavior is now backed by the government. Some marchers from this once fringe movement are now major players in Israel's coalition. None more so than Itamar Ben-Gvir, the Minister for National Security, welcomed as a hero outside the city's Damascus Gate. His divisive rise to prominence, a portent, perhaps, of more trouble to come. Willem Marx, Al Jazeera, Occupied East Jerusalem.